My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here on the West Coast in Inglewood, California, and this is a majestic Monday morning. We thank God for His majesty, and we thank Him that He is magnificent and marvelous. So we greet each one of you on this Monday morning with kingdom greetings, and we thank God that you have called in to the Master's Morning Call. Our founders for the Master's Morning Call are none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This call originated back on October the 25th, 2010, which we are embarking upon 1 year with the Master's Morning Call. So we pray that you would continue to join us and that you would continue to invite those to join in with us every Monday through Friday at this appointed time. Our mission statement for this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day to accept God's call to be ministers in the marketplace. If you would like to visit our website is available 24 hours, 7 days a week, and you could go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And when you visit that website, you will see a menu of messages from October the 25th up until the present day. And you will have your choice as to what menu you would have on that, what selection you would have on that day. So just go back and visit some of our messages and see, you know, what it is that the Lord would say to you on that particular time when you click onto that website. If you would like to send us an email, you have a prayer request, you want us to pray for someone and stand in agreement, if you want to make comments or concerns, you have concerns regarding the Master's Morning Call, then we invite you to send an email to the Masters with the S Morning Call at gmail.com. Once again, the Masters Morning Call at gmail.com. And the scripture that this call stands on is taken from Psalms 88:13. And Psalms 88:13 reads, "But unto thee I have cried, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So see, here on the Master's Call, it's all about the Master. We seek God first. We seek Him first. We seek His face. We seek His presence. We seek His hand upon us, and we seek the Master first and foremost. So we bless each one of you, and we greet each one of you, and we thank you for dialing in to the Master's Morning Call. And I would like to ask at this time if Minister Candy would come back to the line and open us up in a word of prayer. Candy, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Just a little bit louder. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning, Master's family. Good morning, Master God. We rejoice in you today. Hosanna to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are marvelous, you are mighty, and you are majestic. You are wonderful. You are the lover of my soul. You are my teacher. You are the Lord of my life. You are my heavenly Father, my Daddy God. So, Father God, this morning we come to bless you. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to hear your anointed word so that we become better doers of your word and not just hearers of it. We come each morning to assemble as a Christian family, the Master's Call family, so that our lives are enriched, enhanced, and empowered to produce good fruit. We come so that we are strengthened in you, Lord, and the power of your might. We come so that we have the knowledge of who you are, God, which enables us to be better and better understand who we are. Thank you, Father, for Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for the vision you gave them for this call. I ask that you continue to bless them. Thank you, Father, for Artis and the Diaz de Leon family. We ask your continued blessings on Artis, the founders, and all of the distributors. Father God, I command the atmosphere to be conducive for audible clarity. I rebuke disturbances in the airwaves. I come against malfunction of the phone lines. I curse static in the airwaves. I dispatch the angels of the Lord to open the portals of heaven for an anointed, Holy Ghost-filled, sanctified call this morning. I bind the hands of the enemy and pull down strongholds and evil spirits that are exalted against Pastor Vanessa as she speaks this morning. I loose the spirit of the Lord to flow through her mind, speak through her lips with accuracy, clarity, and boldness. I thank you, Lord, in advance that she speaks not with the wisdom of man, but with the wisdom and revelation knowledge from the Holy Spirit. Father God, I ask you to prick the mind and heart of every listener so that all will receive the rhema word you have this morning. I pray that we are able to take this word today and produce it through our hearts and process it, Father God, so that it will produce the fruit in us that you desire. I thank you. I praise you. I lift you up higher and higher. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And back to you, Tiffany.
Thank you very much, Minister Candy, for clearing the airways and the highways and the byways for the Word of God this morning. Once again, you have dialed into the Master's Morning Call, and we greet each one of you on behalf of the Master. If you are an artist distributor on this line this morning, then I invite you to visit your back office to see what announcements and promotions that artist has put on the table for you. I know the website has changed and they are moving forward. They are making it more fantastic than it already has been. So if you are not a distributor from Artists on this line and you're wondering what is all this talk about Artists International, then I invite you to go back to the person who invited you to this call and ask them truly, what is Artists International all about? For truly, Artists International is changing lives all over the world, one person at a time. So we thank God for Artists International. We thank God for its founders, the Diaz de Leon family. And we thank God for each and every artist distributor. And we pray and declare and decree that every Artists International business will be prosperous and successful in Jesus. And for each of you who has had to deal with Hurricane Irene this past weekend, we call out and command Hurricane Irene to cease in the name of Jesus. The Lord just said that we would just call those things out and just command them, then we had all power. So we command all that to stop right now, to cease right now in the name of Jesus. And we stand together to say that. So as you go through this Monday, this magnificent, mighty, majestic Monday, then start calling those things out. Start calling out to the Master and watch what he would do. So God bless each one of you. I thank God for each of you. And at this time, it is a privilege, an honor, and a pleasure for me to bring to you an anointed vessel of God, a mighty woman of God, a woman who always has a on-time word. And I pray that if you have not got your pencil, your sword, or your pens, that you would do so at this time. Because when she comes to the phone, she comes to the phone with power. She comes to the phone with light. She comes to the phone with the Word of God. So at this time, it is my pleasure to introduce to you none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning on this magnificent, marvelous Monday. Thank you so much, Evangelist Tiffany, all the way out on the West Coast early in the morning, greeting and hosting the people on the Master's Call. And again, thank you, Minister Candy, for that awesome opening prayer and getting our people spiritually seated. I'm just so excited Minister Tiffany just mentioned, that Irene is now a tropical storm on her way out, and I know the prayers of the righteous have availed much, and it was not nearly the catastrophe that they had anticipated, but we know it was because the people of God prayed. And we have many people on this call who call in from the East Coast, especially lifting up Minister Rotman this morning and her family in the Jersey area without power. We just know your prayers all the way up the East Coast. Our prayers are with you, and we know that God is going to restore, and many miracle testimonies are going to come out of this encounter. Well, we're going to continue in our series, I tell you, just blessed to the Lord, excited with the spirit of expectation and anticipation in the air. We've been teaching a series, I Hear Something, I See Something, Then I Will Do Something. And today I'm going to endeavor to complete our series, but just for a brief recap for those who have not been with us, we started out with the background of I hear something and I see something, and we all will hear, we'll see, and then we'll all get to decide if we'll do something with the information we've obtained. And in previous times together, we talked about the importance of how we react or do not react to receiving our somethings and how important and pivotal that is to our daily lives as believers. And we talked about first, when we hear something, we talked about having instructions from God on what should happen when we hear something, and when that something is the word of God. In Romans 10:17, we know that that is a continual process of faith comes by hearing, and not having heard, but hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we talked about the vital importance of guarding our ear gates, that we don't sit around and listen to things which do not edify, which are not pleasing to God. And we don't let come out of our mouth things that would grieve the Holy Spirit. We talked about how we must choose to hear a diet full of faith-filled words. And we gave three steps on how to hear the right somethings. We talked first about have a daily time of devotion. Say daily to your spirit, to your mind, to your actions. A daily time of devotion, including prayer, praise, and Bible study, and guard that time. The biggest distraction that the enemy uses is just to get us busy. So many of us are busy, but we're not productive, and we don't make sure that we fuel up our day in that time of prayer, devotion, and Bible study before we start. And we use Joshua 1, verses 8 and 9, about meditating and daily concentrating on God's word and his promises. And we even mentioned how for our faithful TMC family, you the Master's Call family, it's a daily exercise of faith when you call in each morning. It helps you get in shape and equipped to handle the challenges that we will face throughout the day. Secondly, we talked about ask God for an inner circle of people. Ask God for an inner circle of people who will speak first the truth to you at all times. Secondly, that they'll be committed to pray for you and the plans and purposes of God for your life. Too many times we have folks around us who won't tell us the truth about us. See, I have a whole bunch of folks who are acquaintances, but I really do count very few friends because I am blessed to know a lot of people. But see, in my inner circle of folks, I've got people who say, hold up, Vanessa. Nessa, you didn't handle that right. You didn't do that right. You didn't say that right. Who will confront me in love. Those who will pray that the will and the purposes of God on my life will go forth. Ones that I can be vulnerable and transparent with and drop down any kind of guards and just say what I'm really feeling and not be judged by it. We all need those kinds of people, and you need, for some of them, you don't have them, pray them into your life and utmost into your inner circle. Thirdly, eliminate those holy haters out of your sphere of influence. And what do you mean by that, Dr. Vanessa? Well, you got to, you know, we have the outer court, the inner court, and the holy of holies. Life makes us deal with a lot of outer court folks, but you decide who you allow really in your inner court and definitely in your holy of holies in your life. And there are people sometimes who we have allowed in our inner court who may love us, but they don't like us. What do you mean by that? Well, look at your family. There's some folks who are jealous, but if y'all didn't have the same last name, they would never have nothing to do with you. And we just got to be honest about guarding our spirits and guarding our ears, and we don't let mess get in. Oh, you're going to never grow up to be nothing. You're always full of this. You're negative, negative, negative. Get those holy haters out of your sphere of influence. You talked again, I hear something, I see something, then I'll do something. That we talked about hearing goes from the outer court all the way to the Holy of Holies, because for most of us, we hear something and it starts with a head knowledge. And then as we keep repeating it, it goes to our heart. But then when we saturate our spirit and keep saying it and saying it, it becomes truly something that we believe, that we know, that we know, that we know, that we know. And that's a process we all should practice daily. Then we discussed last time we were together, what are the somethings? Because I use that word, and everybody has some somethings in our life. And the whole series was birthed out of me being down in Houston at our regional conference, and our co-founder and founding family member, Alejandre Diaz de Leon, spoke about how we're being trained and being set up for success when we allow ourselves to go through the process. And he said, we hear something, meaning being trained and taught when you come into artists, and then you see something, the process of a showcase, a meeting being done, then we had to get up and go do something. And boy, that rang in my little proverbial spirit, like, oh, that's a message. And I took it and chewed on it with the Holy Ghost and came up with it. For some of us, what are our somethings that God uses to mold our lives? And last time we were together, I talked about really the ultimate, the best something that God uses is His Word. And when we read His Word, we eat His Word, when we chew and meditate on His Word, it teaches us, it trains us, and it will perfect us if we let it. I talked about me being a big NCSI fan. I couldn't believe somebody asked me, bless your little heart, what was CSI? And it means crime scene investigation, but I used it as the C was the crisis and the challenges that you have in your life. Everybody has them. The situations and the storms that will come, just keep on living. If you hadn't had one, either you're on your way into a storm or you're in the midst of the storm, or whew, thank you, Jesus, you're about to come out of a storm. But there's always the devil trying to be busy. Then I talked about the issues. And everybody has some CSI somethings of divorce, of death of a marriage, of foreclosure, sickness and disease, severe relationships that go awry, jobs and income. For many, right now, the aftermath of Hurricane Irene, the somethings that kind of wear us out. But what the devil meant for bad, we're learning to turn it around for good. Don't let it make you bitter. Let it make you better and bolder. We talked about don't let that negative hater poison your heart. All men are dogs. No, damn, baby, you ain't met all the men. All women, they just want what they can get. No, you ain't met all the women. Don't let a poison situation cloud your whole prism of seeing clearly what God has for you. Uh-huh, that's a nugget somebody sure enough needed. See, the other CSIs were fear and doubt come in, and we've got to feed it with the faith of God. And just know that another CSI is when God makes you more anointed from those assassins so that you'll still get out and accomplish your God-ordained assignment. Well, let's go from there today, and let's talk about when we see something. When we see something, it could be with our natural eyes, or it could be with seeing with our eyes of faith. And then finally, catching the vision, the message from our master. See, when we see with our natural eyes, we get a snapshot, an overview, a reality check on what really is, how things really are. And it's up to us to see and search for God's will to be done. See, once we see something, our minds never allow us to deny or pretend that something does not exist. Once it has been seen, it leaves a permanent mark in our minds, our attitudes, our belief system. See, once we see something, we must put it somewhere, or our minds have to find somewhere to categorize it or to explain what we've just seen. Therefore, again, we must guard our eye gates, guard our ear gates. Good or bad, it leaves an impression that cannot be erased. When we see goodness and mercy and grace and miracles, see, it settles an issue in our mind, no matter what, that our God reigns. When we continue to see just murder and sin and greed and lawlessness with no conclusion of justice or order, then we begin to see the decay of morality, of healthy judgment, of right and wrong, sometimes even in ourselves. So here's a solution. Here's a strategy. Focus your eye gate on what is good. What is Philippians 4? What is good? What is pure? What is holy? What is edifying? And when evil gets in our eye gate from just living, then we must bathe our eyes with the washing of God's word in Ephesians 5:26. And see, when we're in God's boot camp of life and we're being stretched and groomed even by the master, see, instructions often first come to us by hearing and receiving. Y'all, first come by hearing and receiving and seeing. And again, that's why it's so important. It's so, so important that you guard your eye gates, guard your ear gates. God does have a strategy and a plan for our lives. It's a diet of instructions for our lives that he uses, what we hear and what we see, the good and the bad again, and he takes it and he perfects it and he trains us, allowing us to see something. See, many times God will guide our feet to places and to people so that we can see something, so we can see our vision being played out in reality. Sometimes God shows us something we're going to do in the future. It's so big we can't begin to wrap our minds around it. You're like, who, me, God? Obviously, I had a short circuit to heaven because you don't mean for me to do that. And then he has to guide you to see somebody else doing it, to stir up your spirit, to knock you out in a dream so your mind can't wrestle with him. That's what dreams really do, that your mind can't argue. So he puts you to sleep, and then he lets you see what he really has for you. Again, I hear something. I see something, then I will do something. Then we all must then do something. We'll talk about that do something. Have corresponding action with what we hear and with what we see. James 2, my favorite book in the Bible because it's the common sense book. James was the stepbrother, the half-brother of Jesus. And, you know, he saw all the stuff, the saints and the ain'ts, and was over the mother church in Jerusalem. And I love the practicality of this book. And in James 2, verses 17 through 19, in the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Let me say that again. In the same way, faith, that's confident expectation, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. And, you know, you often hear people say, show me. I'm from Missouri, the show me state, or put up or shut up. See, we have to remember, Jesus prayed. Jesus went in and got stirred up with his faith, but he got off his knees and then went about and did the kingdom building. We can't just say, I have faith, and we haven't ever worked our faith muscles. That's why you can never have a testimony without a test. So in other words, people want to see the action, the work. See, I often say the only place you see success before work is in the dictionary. Let me remind you that again. The only place you will see success before that four-letter word that's not a cuss word, work, is in the dictionary. And what I'm saying, there has to be some work, some action with our faith. Hard work is not a sin. Working smart is even better, but both require some effort, some action. With our artist business and our training, one of the suggested ingredients of success is massive action. Put one foot in front of the other and get started. Make one call and after another. Have one showcase after another. Take actions. I did a series with us a while back called Don't Let the Start Stop You. In other words, don't plan so much you never get started. Be about kingdom building. Do something. Be about being the minister in the marketplace. Do something. Be about being Jesus's hands extended. You got to do something. Be about being a light in dark place, the countenance of the Holy Ghost shining on sin. You got to do something. Be that living epistle that writes the true heart of God on the hearts of men. Be able to do something. Be about being an answer to someone's prayer today. Take action. All we want to have in our heart, in our mind, in our spirit, that we're going to hear something and we're going to see something, but at most, we're going to do something. And as we do the somethings and walk through this pilgrimage called Life in Christianity. We're going to watch God show up and show out, and we're going to be perfected by our somethings. We're not going to give up or give out. We're going to keep on keeping on. We're not going to grow weary in well-doing, and we're going to watch God. As we do all we can do, then we are assured in his word that he will do all we cannot do. So this morning, our TMC family, yes, you've heard something, huh? And as you go through your day, God's going to allow you to see something. And at most, your assignment is to be that minister in the marketplace and do something. In Jesus' name, I speak and decree that he stirs up the gifts inside of you and that you have a holy restlessness to go out and make it happen for you and your family. And today, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Tiffany.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that on-time word. I thank you that you have opened our eyes and our ears and our hearts that we would go out and that we would see something. You said not with our physical eyes. We would hear something and that we would do something, that we would see, that we would hear today, that we would receive today, and that we would be about it today. Wow, how profound is that word for this time and this season? So I say if you have not been activated by that message from Dr. Vanessa this morning, and if you have missed any part of the series, then I invite you to go online to the website and see what you have missed out on and apply the instructions that she has so clearly given us to our lives and see what this season truly has in store for each and every single ear that is on this call today. At this time, I would like to ask for Minister Willa if she would come to the line and close us out in a word of prayer this morning. Willa, are you there? Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Father God, we come to you this morning thanking you and praising you for your word. Father, we thank and praise you that you are faithful. Oh God, we thank and praise you that even though we know that the word says that no weapon formed against us will prosper, Lord, in living, we oftentimes, as Dr. Vanessa said, have the crisis, the situations, and the issues. But because no weapon will prosper, hallelujah, none of the crisis, none of the situations, none of the issues will prosper. We thank you, O Lord, because you have given us your word, and your word is faithful, and it's true, and it's full of promises. Father God, so we thank you for this word that we heard this morning, that we will hear something, Lord. And you told us, O God, that whatever we hear, Lord, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We will say something, oh God, and we will do something. Father, sometimes we just see too much, so we ask that you will help us not to see physically, but to see spiritually, that we will walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, Father God, we just thank you that the hurricane passed, oh God, because there were a number, hallelujah, of saints out there speaking, okay, speaking to the storm, Lord. So we just thank you, Lord. True evidence of your word is faithful, that your word is true. Now, Lord, we just lift up those of us who are on our prayer list in need of a healing, oh God. Regina, oh God, and her brother, Regina's brother, Lord, who may have been Robin's brother, who may have been evacuated from the hospital, oh Lord. Father, we just pray for those who were in that hospital, Father God, that the care was needed, that the care was given to them. And for Regina, oh Lord, and Mother Whitaker, Father God, and Brother Taylor, who is in a coma, or who was in a coma, Father, we speak life. We speak the word. You told us, oh God, that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and that those that eat of it are satisfied. So we're speaking life over his body in Jesus' name. We continue to lift up Dr. Solomon, oh God, and Maxine Adair, oh Lord, and all those we have been praying for. Father, we have already said that these things that they have been diagnosed with are nothing but a name, and everything must bow to the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you that disease bows to your name, in your name, Father. We just thank you, Father, for those who are looking for a breakthrough, Lord, for those who are trusting you in their artist business, oh God, for those who are just whatever the need is, favor on the job, Lord, for Tina, oh Lord, and Angie, and Angela, and Kitty, Lord, and for Robin, oh God, we lift up Robin, one of our faithful prayer warriors, Lord, during the storm, Lord, that even that shall pass in Jesus' name. Restore everything that has been taken away from them in Jesus' name. Father God, we continue to lift up Dr. P.K. Robinson, all those who have lost loved ones, and there have just been so many within this past month that we have heard about, oh God, that you just continue to touch their hearts, Lord, and bring comfort and peace in Jesus' name. And then, Father, for the Diaz de Leon family, where we pray, oh Lord, that you continue to speak to them, oh God, that you continue to allow them to hear from you, that you give them rest when rest is needed in Jesus' name. And, Father, that each and every distributor, from the platinums on down to the advisors, will work in integrity, Lord, that ethics be exhibited and expressed in this Christian company, Lord, because we are the only Jesus that some people hear, the only Jesus that some people see. So, Father, as we go forward, we just thank you that you are ordering our footsteps today, that you're the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, and we give you praise in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for closing us out and filling our call. To you, Dr. Vanessa, we thank you for your anointing and your prophetic word from God this morning. And to you, Minister Candy, we thank you for greeting each one of us and clearing the airways this morning for the word. And to each one of you, the Master Morning Call listeners, we thank God for each of you. And we decree and declare that this will be a great day for you. So now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory and honor in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Go out and be that great minister in the marketplace and be a blessing to someone today. We love you. God bless you, and we'll hear you on the call in the morning. Goodbye for now.